Hi, David. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for coming on the show, Project Peer. David is a dear friend of mine and my acupuncture teacher and has had clinics all over the world. His model of teaching is after his teacher. And David, I'd love to hear you explain this better than I can, but you have free clinics all over the world and have helped people globally. Thank you. And I'm so excited to hear about acupuncture. But for people that don't know you, maybe could you just tell us a little bit about how you got into acupuncture, and what's going on now?
Thank you for having me here in your channel. I'm so honored and happy. Yes, who I am. I think I like to consider myself first of a teacher because it's so beautiful to help people to get knowledge, right? But also, yeah, and I'm a doctor because I help people. And I did my degrees in psychology. So I combine both things. I moved very quickly in my life into, when I finished the degree, even before I finished the degree, I moved into these alternative medicines that you can call. So into more into Chinese system, this acupuncture thing, you know. Because for me, that will give me, I mean, just the idea that we have energies inside us, you know. For me, it was fascinating in those times. And yeah, I've been working with this since then, more than 25 years. And I have a couple of clinics, three clinics in Spain. I have a clinic now in Bali also, and in India. And I have a nice big retreat, center retreat for treating patients in Spain also.
Incredible. Yeah. And through this model, and also your teacher was a master and had clinics, and the whole model was to have educational schools at these clinics. So the amount of people that have been helped is incredible.
Yeah, I like the model of I charge for education, so for the students they pay, but all the patients are for free. So it means a very good thing because the patients, they receive free treatments, and the students have the opportunity to practice on somebody, because most of the time, the problem with the schools usually is that they only get theory. They don't practice so much. So what I did, I keep on doing it, is offer a lot of clinical practical to the students.
Major
and
practice.
Also, this is why also in India and in Bali, places that people are poor, most of them they cannot afford a proper treatment. And we have a great amount of people. Sometimes in India, you were there, you know. In India, sometimes we have, I don't know, 30 patients coming every day.
Yeah.
Something similar is starting to happen now in Bali because this is new in the clinic in Bali.
Very cool. And really, and being all over, you've taught all over the world, so you've opened up these clinics all over the world. So it's very interesting to hear your perspective about what you see going on. And really, when it comes down to it, I remember you said before, is it kind of the same kind of situation as far as disease? Like, is everyone dealing with heart attack and diabetes?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to understand diseases, and I started to travel. I give courses in 9 different countries already, and usually in international places. So people from all over the world, I get the polls, I check out the diagnosis, talking to them. And you're right, we get sick in a different way according with our culture, and we also recover in a different way. Of course, you talk about the heart. Our society right now is very fast, a lot of tension, stress. We make a lot of money, but at the same time, we damage the heart. You think about how many people in those traditional places in India or here in Indonesia, they get heart problems, it's much less because the life is so calm. You know? Now I have here downstairs a couple of farmers. When you get the pulse and the diagnosis of these farmers, they don't have any issues emotionally. The emotional life is very balanced, you know. And also the family, the family system in our society, in the modern society, in comparison with before, in comparison with these traditional places, is a little bit more broken, you know. Our family is not so stable because everybody, it is in another way running here and there. We don't have the structure of mother and father traditionally like before, you know. Everybody busy, everybody fighting with interest, you know. That creates a lot of diseases. The foundation of life, it is my childhood and my parents. Now, the modern society, that structure is not so stable. It's not so clear for the children to understand mother, father, you know. They have to find out new solutions. When you go away from traditional life, many things are starting to break apart, unfortunately. I was born in a very modern society, we can say. I'm from Madrid. And there's a very always passion and something new, something new. And I understood slowly that traditions actually are for a reason. It's to sustain health, to sustain the understanding of your organs and your brain. Yeah, we could think in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, and it was so beautiful, like being in India for that amount of time and then coming back, I have noticed like my breathing has changed. It's environment totally has a large effect, and being surrounded by different things here in the US, it's just so fast.
Yeah,
So,
the definition of intelligence,
welcome back.
we have many definitions of intelligence. We can be intelligent in many ways. One of them that I like a lot is the idea of the capacity to move points of views. But you've been in India, you know, going out of the stage and moving another point of view. See also US from outside, it helps you a lot to increase intelligence, basically. So this is the beautiful part also to be a healer, because I have to listen to people's life a lot of every day, you know. And that gives you another perspective. I always have the feeling to lift up the camera, you know, not only just to see your life, lifting the camera until you understand something bigger. And this is the reason of spirituality or religions, when you increase the camera until you see the whole universe, how we humans are all one. You know? This is the beautiful intelligence to help you to help others and to understand your life too.
Yeah. But also in your book, I remember reading that in the old times, shamans would essentially just travel to be healers. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. We humans live for maybe nearly 2 millions of years, 1.5 million. We were nomads, traveling, you know. And that is very natural thing for humans. Could be that we're starting to bring troubles, even in a disease or even fighting war. When we put boundaries, you know, when we established in a place, you know, this is maybe the difficulties. Yeah, difficulties for humans in which we say, this is mine, don't come here, you know, you're protecting my territory. When we are nomads on the way, I can see also the travelers, they can think in a different way. Most of the people in the West, and they get a little bit confused with my life, even depression, anxiety, they just pick up a fly and they go. And on the way of traveling, they could see that many things are changing. I'm feeling better. I understand more my family. I'm starting to love my mother in a different way. So it seems to be that we are
just
nomads by nature. Sorry?
Just take a flight. It's just, you know, I mean, it makes things better sometimes. Yeah. Funny. Well, and I really want to get into acupuncture, because that is the topic. So I guess, can we talk a little bit about acupuncture and why it's so healing, but not everyone knows about it? Maybe just, can we just like break it down a little bit about, as far as like the natural process, how acupuncture basically gets the body back to the natural state?
Well, acupuncture to me is just a tool. Main thing, it is the person and the other person together, right? But it's an interesting tool, because every time you put a needle inside the body, when you break it in, you create many response in the body. The body responds in many different ways. And this is the main thing. It's not how I push you, it's how you react. So I'm searching for the reaction of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, allopathic medicine, they don't like when the body reacts. They give you pills for the body to suppress that reaction. But we want the reaction intelligent, you know? And the needles are very good, because imagine the impact for the immune system when you see something pricking you in, you know? They don't know. The autonomous nervous system, which is the whole body together, automatic nervous system, they don't know if that pricking them, a small needle, it might go into a spear or maybe a sword and kill you. So the reaction is very strong. And a good example maybe is to think that, for example, right now in a country, everybody has their own things to do, you know, in the same country. If that country is attacked from strangers, from foreigners attacking us, everybody get together. And then we are no more differences between you and me. It's just we are one to fight against the enemies. So the body is doing the same thing. When it feels some attack from the external, the whole body gets in one. This is one of the definitions why acupuncture is also helping. There are many, I suppose, there are many ways of understanding, but I like this idea of we put the whole body together in one. So the immune system goes better, and depends on the disease, but the main thing is to put things together.
Yeah. And then as in the clinic, we've ran into issues when people are taking medication, it can create such a mask.
Well, the
So.
medication, it is doing in a way the opposite, because when you take a pill, artificial, you create an imposition to the body. You impose the body to do this or that. And we do the opposite. We just
Powerful.
propose the body to increase your power. So it's a way like training the body. We are training like teachers for you to maintain health. So that way, when you treat somebody with acupuncture, usually it's lasting. You can make mistake and come back, right? But it is training the body how to respond. When you take a medication, the body becomes lazy because the medication is doing the job. So nearly it's the opposite. They stop learning the lesson, they become lazy, and you are dependent. So without the medication, you will know your body doesn't know how to react after a long time taking medication. For me, it will be interesting to do first something natural because it's not harming you. If this is not possible, then you go to medication, like a second stage. And if not possible, then you go to surgery. Right now in a society, we do sometimes the reverse. We're starting with the surgery, medication, and then people come to us for acupuncture
Acupuncture.
as the last solution, like after making so many mistakes, you know. It will be better natural things first. Sometimes the problem is a bit never too late, but complicated because the wrong understanding of how to help myself. You know?
Okay, maybe do you want to talk about mental health?
Yes, it's a big subject. As I
Sorry.
was saying before, in a society, we are not we are breaking, which is a good thing for the consumer society. We're breaking into a much more emotional and mental society than before. So we are all machines of brain, we can say. So not so much calm like before, they were working in a peaceful stage. Right now, everything it is faster, and we are much better in production. This is true. And any US person, it can produce like a machine much more than before. But the problem is the speed of that production. It's good for the money, but we pay a price on this. So but the people, they know, I think. So this is thinking, should I slow down for my health or should I speed up for my bank account? Everybody knows a little bit of this, you know. If I speed up, I increase my materialistic world around me. But if I slow down, I increase my health. People have this debate, you know. When you tell the patient we have to slow down, they think I can't because I have to pay my mortgage. So the thing is that we know, but sometimes we are in a life and we cannot do that thing. So it's like one or the other. We have to take decision rather one of this one.
And now more than ever, I mean, when you brought up the thing about like TV a long time ago, everything just sensationally is moving so much more. We're so much more stimulated now in the West. And like you were saying, like the music touches the organs certain ways. It's just a whole new stimulation.
Yeah, TV is the fire of before, like something. But before, when people were just watching a fire, then you see lights changing all the time.
Fire,
It's saying that
oh.
TV, right? But the thing is that when you're watching a fire, you are listening to yourself. The TV was inside. You listen to your stories, to yourself. Now the TV came outside, so I don't listen to myself anymore. I listen to the stories, and they are giving. Somebody is giving me a story, and just follow. So the brain is like observing, like lights coming, very interesting. But we are manipulated by the story outside. It's not my life anymore; it's the life of somebody else, and that creates many hours watching something external and not listening to myself. It creates an emptiness. In my opinion, the lack of understanding of the self, because we don't listen to ours so much anymore, it brings up this depression. Depression is related with I don't want to go inside because I see chaos, I see uncomfortable, and I don't know, I don't have tools to control it. Imagine watching fire for hours and hours. Some people they're still doing in the traditional society,
So
no fire or looking to the sky or
healing.
wherever, looking to
Sounds
the temple. You go
amazing.
to a temple and you listen to yourself. You close your eyes and listen to yourself. So slowly you train yourself how to understand the inner emotions and thoughts. So we are very advanced in technology, but we don't know how to control our brain and our emotions. If you pick up one of those traditional people, maybe they are not so advanced in computers, but they are more advanced than us in controlling the self, the emotion, the thoughts, the understanding. This is missing for us in our society because everything is, the priority is outside, is the materialistic world. So good advice. You're right. Switch off the TV and put yourself on a
Seriously.
plain wall until you're, and the TV is coming from the inside out. Like always, we humans have the TV inside. No need to put an external one. Sometimes we need news, sometimes we need information, but the amount of hours people are listening to TV, I think is too much. We should come back to the internal TV. If you're not used to, the beginning is anxiety. I mean, if I look at the wall like this, it started to, we are not trained properly anymore.
Detox. And so, could you talk about that difference between active depression and depression? For example, we talked about teenagers that sometimes get into the depression, but the difference of like having a baby that's very clean and never getting depression. And then also the people in active depression that are in this like terminator situation.
Yes, very good. Because right now, the classical depression that maybe our grandparents were suffering, that's not so much anymore in our society. Classical depression is with the hands down, no motivation, I don't feel like moving. Of course, we're still having a percentage in society like this, but it's the most common thing right now is active depression. It means, as we were talking before, like I have an emptiness because I don't have a well-trained mechanism to understand myself. So everything is going outside, TV and shopping and many other things. So that is creating the anytime I have anxiety or some emptiness or something inside, I go out to do some action. So consumer society is telling us, you have any problems, pick up an action, find a way to solve it with an action. So you're active, all the time doing something. I feel down, I go for shopping. I feel down, I take coffee. Or I feel down, I take a pill. So always an action. This guy, the father of medicine, Father of medicine, we call it this Hippocrates. This guy from Greek, in the old Greek times, Hippocrates. He was saying something very interesting. Like, you have any problem, first think what to switch off, delete, stop. And for us, the medicine nowadays is you have any problem, think how to increase. I mean, instead of adding, it is like cutting, you know? And it's true that every time I have a problem with myself, let's stop doing something. That would be very good, but we are not educated like this because we will destroy the economical system if everybody stop consuming. So every time you have a problem, do something, go out, spend your money,
Wild.
move it. This is good for the economy, but it's a big trouble for us, and this is creating the active depression, like doing, doing, doing. But after depression, the whole society right now, it give you a lot of ideas how to entertain yourself. How to stop that anxiety, but only temporary, so that we are full of ephemeral pleasure. And it will give me comfort for even 5 minutes. People can buy a lot of, they can put a lot of money for 5 minutes of pleasure because we understand that there's no other way. So 5 minutes of amazing pleasure, then it goes down again. And they have to buy another 5 minutes or maybe 10 minutes. Sometimes they for 1 hour, you will be. With no depression, active depression. Okay, how much is this? We buy it. It's like a movie. It's like entertaining for 1 hour and a half, 3 hours of moving, something like this. And then we need to eat. It's another entertaining. We go to an expensive restaurant. All the times we are buying something that entertains us for short time because nothing is long lasting. And we already know. We try, but nothing is long lasting. In reality, if we slow down this idea, the only thing that is long lasting is learning. Learning, it will stay with you for a long time. So you want to buy something that is long lasting, you need to buy knowledge.
Learn.
And the knowledge will make you a stable happiness. So people who are addicted, we can say, or obsessed with learning, the active depression is less. So when you
Perfect.
are with anxiety, put yourself in a book, for example, just switch off the TV and read a book and put an effort on learning something. That will give you some pleasure. And you can see that it's lasting. It's the opposite of the after depression. It is education and knowledge.
But then it
But right
also
now, it's full of.
creates an accomplishment because you're saying like with anyone generally, an accomplishment will take some of that away, but especially with teens that get into that depression, the most important thing is to have an accomplishment, like the
Sure.
accomplishments.
Yeah, very true. Because last night I was in a restaurant here in Bali. I'm in Bali right now. Having this course, and one of the teenagers in the restaurant was doing these games, playing video gaming, and he was for hours Not even looking at the surrounding. He was so fascinated at this, having fun. It looks like being in a war. I suppose there's a lot of emergencies in that video game. But you're right. What is the amount of learning after so many hours? I suppose it's only hours. It's days and after days, even I don't know how many weeks or months he spent in those video games, you know. But after the video game is off, you switch it off, let's say 3 months playing that game. What is the amount of knowledge that you get? Not so much, I suppose, it's just entertaining for emptiness. So when you switch off the game because it's finished, the anxiety is coming. And then you have to jump into another game, I suppose.
Yeah.
You cannot stop from one game to another game, and maybe 1 year, another year. And then that is your brain development and your emotional development after a teenager. Let's say after 5 years, very much attached, addicted to games. What is the psychological construction of that personality? It's really broken. I mean, it's a full depression. They don't know what to do in life. They don't know how to interact with people.
Yeah.
If a beautiful girl is coming to him, hello, he cannot even build up a relationship. They get nervous, like, and then get like isolation. I prefer to stay with my computer because I haven't developed the main thing for humans is social interaction.
Yeah.
They did the longest study ever in medicine in Harvard University. The final conclusion is the quality in relationships. This is maintain health, physical and emotional and mentally health and long lasting. Equality in relationships. Right now, these teenagers, the quality in relationship, they don't know because they don't have the skills. The skills are broken by this.
And a lot of us didn't have, I mean, I didn't have an iPad growing up, so it's just a different generation.
Kids, they have to be with kids.
Yeah.
This is the most beautiful and needed. And teenagers, with teenagers, and also with adults, but a lot of social life is needed, especially at the beginning of our life. When you are already 40, 50 plus, even 60, you can select a little bit more, and the amount of friends is less, you know, a good quality. But less. But teenagers, they need a lot of experience with other humans. And this is cutting off right now. And this is fears, how to socialize, fears, how to understand myself, fears, a lot of fears. Then they made them like robot in isolation. It's a big drama, you're right.
Yeah.
Difficulties.
And so, I feel like we got a lot into the conversation about the heart. There's been so many studies about the heart and how everything's kind of going back to the heart and the intelligence of the heart.
Yeah, the heart, it is the, we call it the gathering of information. So all the information from the outside is a filter, from the outside in, and from the inside out. So it filters all those things, and the heart, when it pumps, they find out also in California, one of the institutions, HeartMath of California is the name of the institution. They find out that every time the heart beeps, the brain follows. So now they're thinking, how are we thinking really with the brain or with the heart? Is the heart a thinker, actually? I think both, of course, is not only the brains participate a lot. Yeah? But the heart is collecting everything for all my organs that we call the subconsciousness. We have a spirit, they call it a spirit or subconsciousness in my liver, in my kidneys, in my lungs. All this information, which is a lot from the inside self, is going to the heart. And the heart job is to put all this information, which is similar to a dream. It is like spirals. You know? But the heart is to get all that emotional intuitions into a straight line to make logic. So the job of the heart is to create a storyline in order sequence for the logic. And then sending this logic to the heart to increase that logic, the sequence, for us to be able to think and to understand reality. But yeah, it is the heart. And we do hear a lot of treatment for the pericardium, which is the membrane recovering the heart. It is in the heart, in the whole situation, it is okay. The information is coming in order. And then your pericardium is flexible. And this is healthy for the heart and for the brain. When everything is too chaotic and traffic jam, then this pericardium becomes rigid. And then it's not giving the right information to the brain. And the brain get confused too. So it's a very good treatment to relax, to make the pericardium flexible. And again, for this, you need to move your points of view, understanding, being relative with whatever situation is there. This is creating a flexibility.
I have to edit that part.
By the way, every time we sneeze, it's the only time that we miss one heartbeat. The heartbeat all the time, but nonstop. Only when we sneeze.
We're talking about the heart.
Maybe it's a good resting for the heart.
My heart's listening to this conversation, I guess. Okay. And so maybe the last thing, could we just touch on pain and how, because a lot of these things deal with what we've already talked about as far as the organs, but when someone comes in with knee pain or just a general orthopedic issue, acupuncture can be so game changing. And a lot of people just go to the surgeons not knowing how powerful acupuncture can be. I mean, and most of the people that would come into the clinic in India were men dealing with these orthopedic issues. So it was pretty impressive to see the healing power. I mean, even with the stroke victim, like it was incredible to see.
Now we are so happy to understand the role of fascia. This fascia thing have changed a lot the way we treat mechanical issues. I mean, now we don't talk about emotions, which also including the ruler of the fascia is the liver. But anyway, for mechanical things, the understanding of fascia changed everybody around because before we thought about muscles. But the muscle there, fascia is like a net inside us, connecting all the muscles' emotions. So every time we move, the whole body is moving, and the fascia is creating this like architect is creating a structure for any kind of motion. So to help any kind of muscle pain, it's not so difficult anymore because we need to do a muscle test to identify what is the weakness spot in the fascia. Imagine like every time you do a building, an architect is doing a building. We have these columns to support, the walls to support. So you have to create this structure. This is called tensegrity because it's tension with gravity, tensegrity. So now we call our body biotensegrity. It's a biotensegrity system. All the time when we move, our fascia is creating a new building, a new structure to support in order to save energies. So somebody who plays basketball, he can last maybe for 3 hours playing. But you put that guy into another sport and he will get tired, because the fascia learn how
Interesting.
to create, every time you move, it's creating a structure for you. Very fast it's doing. So it's taking some time if you move to another sport. So fascia learns and helping us how to maintain energies and proper motion. So imagine that this structure, this architect is so fast all the time by memory creating, sometimes it has weak spots. So one weakness in the building, then it's creating the building to be unstable, right? And this is why you feel tired and slowly you feel pain. We need to find where are those points for the fascia that are weak. And just with the needle, actually, you manipulate the needle and you create the fascia to move to the needle and it creates the
New
tension,
fascia.
the integrity to support the whole building. So
Yeah.
proper diagnosis, it will give us where to put the needle and immediately put not only the pain, but the patient also report more energy
Immediately.
and
It's
more power,
incredible.
more stability when I walk. I feel lighter, only just finding the architecture weakness spot, we prick it there.
But this goes even deeper, like people, for example, that have back problems that don't have an injury or a headache, just and they can't really explain it. The needle definitely heals.
Well, the most difficult part in every medical science discipline is diagnosis. Sometimes they don't even know. Even some people, they come because I have a shoulder problem. Then we get the pulse, we look at the tongue, we look at the eyes, we get all the diagnosis, and suddenly it is, for example, depression, nothing to do with the shoulder. If you fix depression, the shoulder also will go back into normal. So we cannot isolate also muscles. My arm is alone. No, my arm belongs to me and belongs to my social life, my emotional system,
Belongs.
my mental thing. So we cannot isolate one thing to another. This is
Yeah,
the main thing.
it's just looked at so differently in the West. It's like emotions have nothing to do with anything, and it's like, yes, that's the complete picture and how things can.
And we specialize like we have the doctor for the shoulder. We have the doctor for the eyes. We isolated doctors. Now the integrity, the holistic idea is to put everything together so you have a perspective of what is going on. Usually, when the doctor of the shoulder doesn't understand, he will send you to the doctor of the heart, and the heart will send you to the liver, and the liver. So you are moving from one doctor to another because there is not a single one to understand the whole human system. And again, it's not only me alone. It is me, my society. It is me with my family, me with my classmates, with my colleagues, it is a whole, you know, remember this study that they did in Harvard, is the quality in relationships the most impacting thing for our health and longevity. Nothing to do with a isolated thing. It's the whole thing, society. This is why in the last few years, I got this idea of health retreat center, because it is a very ancient idea. When you have a problem, the best thing to do is go away from the society. There are many factors influencing you. So go away from society, isolate yourself, and then until you understand, in the ancient times, it was not even a great doctor, but you isolate yourself alone in silence for maybe 1 month or two until you find out the how to go out. And then my problem is gone by understanding, inner understanding. So many of my patients, especially in the West, they come, they want something fast, and they go back to their own life. You know, this is why I developed this idea of retreats. I need at least I do it for 7 days. We don't have like before like 3 months or something like this. You know? 7 days isolation, and now we have an intense program for them to understand many things in my emotions, in my life. We have to remodel the whole emotional and mental system, even for a problem that is physical. You know? Because you can fix the problem, but the problem will come back. We have to understand the whole situation. So the best thing is isolation for at least 7 days in an intensive program for a long lasting, for a long situation, and training and learning how can I move my life. Because sometimes you fix this, but the emotions and the mental thing is wrong, and then the problem will radiate to the neck, and then again, and then the problem will radiate to the organs. It will move to the spleen, for example, digestive system problem. You help that, and it will move to the knee. You know? So you have to stop the chain of problems one after another by a holistic understanding, and we need these retreats.
Like as we become more modern, we're going back to these ancient techniques, and it's just this is where the healing is.
Yeah, we did a very good journey with science, and I think science is very needed, and we learn a lot by a doctor and isolate himself and only specialize on the liver, sometimes on the liver cell. This is very good. People to study about them give us the possibility to understand even better. But in terms of a patient, we need somebody to look at in a bigger scope, not
Holistically.
only just in a minimum cell, you know. If I'm an expert on one cell, I cannot help you. But that doctor or that research, sorry.
Well, I was just thinking, so with the retreats, and you are involved with different countries and boards of acupuncture. So, what would you say your hope is for the future of holistic medicine and acupuncture in all of these countries? Because in talking to some of the people in India and other places, the US, the regulations are very different, and most hospitals do not want acupuncture because it takes away the issues.
Yeah, you are very right. I think the pharmaceutical industry, with the second biggest in terms of money in the world, you know, they don't want this situation to happen, you know. So in the future, what I see is that we are on TV, because this pharmaceutical industry, they have the money to control TV and everything. They are educating people not to do these kind of things. But I can see that the people, they don't find response. They don't find an answer for the real hospitals. So it is the people, even though the education is not going that way, the media is not going that way, but the people, they think, and they're searching for these things. So it's happening even though without the advice of the media. My personal understanding, people say, okay, you don't give me an answer. This also doesn't give me an answer. And I need to find something else. So most of the people coming to us is because of their own conclusion, even though they feel that I'm doing something wrong, because there is no movie telling me, there is no TV telling me, so I'm doing something wrong, but I have to find some ways because I'm still having problems. So it's the person, the people itself from the inside, rebels, we can say, rebels from the media coming to us. But it's a great amount of people starting to move in this direction, because there is no other solution for many problems, you know, not
That's
just
so
depression.
beautiful. The intelligence is heightening because the healing is needed.
Right now, I have people from US in the next retreat, and we have in Spain. My retreat in Spain, and now recently in Bali. Four people are coming from US, all the way from US to Spain to have the 7 days retreat. One of them is going to take two
Wow.
retreats, 15 days. 15 days retreat for this isolation, understanding what is going on with me, even from
Yeah,
US. You know?
it's
So
no
nice that
joke.
people are searching for this.
Yeah.
In my way, in my understanding, as I told you before, society. A society is economical society, money making. But a healthy society will be first natural things, maybe first your diet, your calmness. Before it was always like this. And at the end, it will be the surgery. Like, surgery right now is amazing. I'm not against it. But sometimes we do it too soon when it's not needed.
Yeah.
I think maybe 80% of the people coming with to us for knee replacements, they don't need it. It's a dramatic number, you know. Most of them, they really don't need it. With a couple of needles touching the muscles, not the knee, they can get by without replacements.
Yeah.
When you do surgery, it's a very good thing, but it can't, if it's not needed, it's a lottery. Sometimes they get big problems. Everybody knows, you know. So,
it's
but
such
they
a
do
big
it so fast,
business
you know, like you know.
Yeah, fast. In
doctors,
and out.
They don't look at you anymore. You know, doctors, they look at papers. And
yeah.
they listen to machines. They listen to people, just machines, whatever. And then they don't even touch your knee. They don't even touch your muscles. Oh, knee replacement. A slip disc. Most of the people that we can help, a slip disc without the need of any surgery.
Yeah.
And immediately
we've
the patient, they don't know.
X-rays.
So they tell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
They listen to machine, unfortunately, you know. Dangerous, sometimes it's dangerous, even though they do it with good intentions. And surgery, it helps many people's life, for sure. But the majority is not needed. This is the risky and the risky situation right now, and dangerous.
So if anyone wants to find you, make sure to link everything below. But David does offer acupuncture school, acupuncture training, and the health retreat in Spain, as well as schools in India, Bali, and maybe more to come.
Yes, I move sometimes to different zones. Some people, they propose me places. They have been proposing me US, but it's not easy to do the course there. Maybe someday I will go for a course.
Yeah,
nice.
That would be wonderful.
I learned my English many years ago in Seattle. When I was 17 years old, I spent my school year, high school, in Seattle. So
I mean, it's
I've been
great.
In US 3 times, I think. Sorry?
Yeah. It's nice to be able to actually get out and come to Bali and India just for the experience and to learn and to just be in those spaces of healing. The schools are so, like, you can just feel it. The space is so healing.
Yeah, you cannot believe it, but the neighbors, they don't come to us. They come from very far away. So, but this idea of traveling is also helping a lot. It's part of the good retreats, I think. Is this somebody's coming from Madrid or local people from Bali? It's not the same as somebody traveling from far away, because the whole healing is also the trip itself, the new culture, the new understanding. And then that is better for us in terms of helping the patient when they're coming from abroad, honestly. Yeah,
because there's people in India. Yeah, they were doing long distances coming in India. They were coming daily and they were healing. I mean, it was incredible to see.
Some countries are healers by themselves, like India is one of those. Indonesia is also, these countries are now very far away from us and also very traditional still.
Yeah.
Those are very good for helping. Spain is not so different from US, but it's still different culture, different understanding.
More calm siestas.
Yeah, more comfortable in many ways.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, great. I feel like we talked about so much. Thank you so much, David. I'll make sure and link all the information below. Again, if anyone wants to take acupuncture training, David offers it internationally and the health retreats in Spain. So super exciting.
Thank you for having me here. It was my pleasure. I wish you the best. And I hope we can help many people with this information. This is the main thing you're doing, this beautiful channel to help many people. This is nice.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, David.